Spiritual, the podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to Spiritual, the podcast. You're with Nikki Martinez Renfro. I said that backwards. Nikki Renfro Martinez.
And I am Haley McAvoy.
Yay. We're happy to be back.
We are.
We totally lied in our last episode when we said, yeah, we'd be back every week. I think we said every week.
We said every week, every Thursday.
It's been a month, yeah. I think.
Mm-hmm. And we told you we'd have stories for you about intuition, what was to be the next week, and we didn't. We just never did it.
We are the worst.
Yeah. But now we're here, ready to do it, ready to kick back strong with the new year.
Yeah, we got our lives together a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Just some, a touch.
Yeah, just a touch. We feel like we got it together because we've been on break.
Yes.
Maybe so, we won't feel that way.
Yeah, I was going to say, we hope to put out and be super consistent and put out an episode every other week.
Yes.
Which we think is doable.
Yeah.
Until we get it together more.
Exactly.
And then it'll hopefully be more, but
yeah,
that's what we're going to start with.
Yes. We're going to realize that we shouldn't bite off more than we can chew. We're going to take a step back and do it the right way, doing a little less.
Yes. Going into 2020 strong.
Yes. So strong. So today we came back with three stories that were submitted by awesome podcast listeners.
Yes.
About intuition and special feelings.
Yeah. So we're just going to each read one and kind of talk about it in between. Before we start reading them, let's tell them what we're drinking.
Yes. So we started with a bottle of sparkling rosé called Freshenet.
Freshenet. Italian rosé.
Yes.
So fancy.
We didn't have to Google how to pronounce it at all.
Yeah, none of that. And is it from Trader Joe's?
It's actually, my friend got it for me from Binny's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good so little Binny's.
Nice, Sydney. Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yes.
Yeah. I wanted to put some Campari in and make a little cocktail before Nikki got here, but I didn't. Yeah. But we did get ABBA.
Yes.
Or ABBA.
I think it's ABBA.
Okay.
I don't know. Are there two B's in it?
No, there's only one B.
Yeah. I don't really know.
I don't know.
It's I 11. Think ABBA.
We this should have Googled that one too. Yeah. Well, that's a Let Us Entertain You restaurant, which we've spoken highly about before.
Mm-hmm.
And we really loved a couple of the things we had today.
Yes. Oh, it was so delicious. I'm stuffed.
Mm-hmm. We had some crispy
potatoes. Yes. I want to say what kind of, it wasn't Parmesan.
Ah,
it
was on top of it. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But,
something delicious on top. So we got the crispy short rib.
Yeah.
With a hummus mixture on the bottom. It was delicious. And what was the other thing?
And then we had chicken kefta, which was really wonderful. Mm-hmm.
And pita bread.
Yes. Yummy.
It's delicious.
Pita. And good rice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we're drinking a cocktail that we made.
Yep.
Called Sunny Rum. That's what we called it. Sunny Rum.
Mm-hmm.
And we used Rum of the Gods from
Trader Joe's. Yep.
And we used an orange, peach, and mango juice. Also from Trader Joe's.
Yeah. We also garnished them with a cute little umbrella, an orange peel, and a cherry.
We're fancy ladies.
Yeah.
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 All right.
All right.
So our first submission is from Lucy from Colorado, and I'm going to read it to you. I don't know if this is intuition, but I have a lot of dreams that come true, maybe because my guard is down when I sleep. I had a dream last October. I was visiting my sister in Seattle with my mom. It was Halloween, and we were helping my sister's friend move into her new apartment and set up for a party. A few weeks later, I went to visit my sister in Seattle, and we went to her friend Anna's apartment for a party. I walked in and was immediately hit with the familiar feeling, like I had been there before. It looked exactly like my dream. Turns out, our Anna had just moved there on Halloween.
Whoa.
I love things like that.
Yes.
Thank you, Lucy, for sending this in.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're definitely on that psychic realm, psychic spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely feel like things like this have happened to me as well. Dreams that are super, super true.
Yeah, Nikki has them nonstop, all the time. And she had a dream.
Yeah, like hopefully the one that I had recently.
I was
going to
say, I'm a little scared, but I know it won't happen because it's, I mean, it's not going to happen.
But yeah, no, recently I've been having some crazy dreams. One of them was me getting kicked out of Semanticos because there's a tarantula during rehearsal. And so I was screaming instead of rehearsing, and then I got kicked out. So hopefully that doesn't actually happen.
It won't happen.
But yeah. I love it. Dreams are so interesting. I wish there were, like, I'm sure there are classes about how to interpret dreams, and it's just, like, such a woo-woo thing that you just never really know what you're going to get if you took one of those classes. But I would love to take one of those classes. Oh, I have, like, no books about dream interpretation, which is shocking.
Yeah, that is shocking.
Yeah.
I would expect that of you for sure.
I love that.
Really interesting. I never remember my dreams anymore. Unless it's actually terrifying, like something so awful that it haunts me for the whole day next day. I haven't been remembering them for like years.
You should put a dream journal by your bed. Yeah. And even if you don't remember them, you like actively taking that step to try to remember them by just putting a journal there will help you remember them. Okay. Like your brain will start to be like, I want to remember this.
Okay.
And when you wake up, automatically write down anything that you remember, even if you're just writing, I don't remember anything. And then eventually it'll come.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will do that.
I love that.
I sleep really hard.
I do too. Yeah. Oh, I'm the worst.
Yeah.
But I remember most of my dreams.
Yeah. You're really good at remembering them.
Yeah. One time I remembered, I think, 6 dreams. You're supposed to have like around 7 dreams a night.
That's crazy.
7 to 9. I woke up and like shot up and wrote like 6 of them down. I was like, that was wild.
That is wild. That's crazy. Okay.
Well, thank you so much, Lucy, for that. Yes,
thank you. Love some good dream story.
I definitely feel like our dreams are telling us something.
I feel like there's got to be a reason they're there. Yeah. That your mind has to be going there for some reason.
Right. There's something that's like unsettled in you that your brain is trying to problem solve while you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of our dreams come from. But I also think that some of them come from another place, like the universe or like your spirit guides or your... Yeah.
I believe it. You're not going to get kicked out of Samantha. Look, there's no meaning behind that one. That was just a random one.
I think it had more to do with the spiders because I was so scared of spiders.
Yeah. We would all be freaking the fuck out if that happened.
I know.
Nobody would be calm. I would be.
It was crazy. But moving out. The spider it knew the choreography. This sounds so stupid now. It like knew when to not move. We were doing Elijah's piece. And there was parts where we had to move really fast. And then there was parts where we had to be still.
Yeah.
So while we were rehearsing and writing the piece, it would move really fast and be still when it was supposed to. But then in between when you were giving notes, it was just chasing me all around. So I was just like running as fast as I could around the studio. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if that one meant anything.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah.
Crazy. Okay. If anybody has any ideas, send them in to us.
Yeah. If you know what that means, tell me
because let me know.
I don't.
Yeah. Okay. This next one is from Caitlin from Indiana. Hi, guys. The magical moment I can't stop thinking about lately happened after my position was eliminated early October and myself and 2 coworkers lost our jobs. I was obviously depressed and frantic to find something new. I would spend 8 hours a day combing Indeed, coordinating phone interviews, and tweaking my resume. I was paid well and had so much flexibility at my last job, I wasn't sure I'd be able to find something that matched that wasn't an hour drive away. I'd heard a lot about the law of attraction and manifesting what you want in life. I found a law of attraction medication and started practice. Sorry, I think this is meditation. And
so I was like, meditation?
I was like, where'd you get that? Yeah. Let me in.
What? Yeah.
And started practicing it every day. I wanted a great opportunity close to home. I got a strange LinkedIn message a few days later from the CEO of a small young company. He said he'd been throwing around the idea of maybe adding HR in the spring, but came across my profile and wanted to talk. Long story short, I'm making more money, have more flexibility, am closer than my last job, which was only 15 minutes from home, and I'm starting an HR department from the ground up. Thinking about how everything came together still weirds me out, and I sometimes feel like I have to pinch myself. That's magic, I guess. And then she did the little emoji, which I love.
Oh.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You talk about that so much.
I do. I was going to say, like, that's my life right there.
Just manifesting what you want, and I'm sure that it does good. I'm sure I've accidentally done it, and I need to make more of a real effort to do it, but I think sometimes it can sound to people that are skeptical like, oh, that can't just work. That can't be it. And my dad used to say, even before like college auditions for dance programs or auditions for roles at the studio, even like you just need to picture yourself doing it and it'll happen. And I'd be like, that can't work. Yeah, it's not possible. Yeah. But it works out. I mean,
it does. Yeah. I think it has more to do with, I think I've done it a lot accidentally. Mm-hmm. I have tried to do it.
Yeah.
And it does happen. But still, I think it's mostly accidental. But I think a lot of it has to do with just putting it out there. And then the biggest part is like surrendering and letting go to whatever happens, knowing that whatever comes to you is what is for your highest good. Even if it's not what you pictured, it's like what the universe needed you to have at that time.
Yeah, that's a really good way of thinking about it. Because even so often, things don't go the way you want.
But then it turns out, like, you're like, oh, this is better than what I actually wanted.
Right. And in that moment, if you could remind yourself of that, everything would maybe feel a little bit better. But it's hard to think that way.
It's really hard in the moment. Yeah. No, I love that. I've had a lot of things like that. I feel like so many of my jobs came about in that way where they just kind of magically landed in my lap. Like, of course, I took the action. That's the other thing with manifesting. You're supposed to take the steps.
Yeah.
Once you put it out there, because it's not going to come to you if you just sit on your couch.
Right.
But once you put it out there, you take the steps and show the universe that you actually want and you're willing to do the work, then it will happen. It's pretty magic.
It is magic.
Yeah.
It's very
cool. Like actually magic.
Yeah. I like it.
Witchcraft.
I like it.
I love talking about this stuff.
Yeah. Look, you can't see it, but the way that Nikki just like finagled her fancy garnish and brushed the tiniest bit of cherry juice off of her toothpick.
Just what I needed.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Caitlin. I think we can all relate to this in a lot of different ways. I can't imagine how stressful it would be to lose a job and all of the feelings that would come with it would cause so much stress. As dancers and people in the arts, a lot of us are working like 7 jobs. So even if you do lose one,
like, how do I make that up?
Yeah. And even then it feels a little bit less stressful because you're like, okay, well, I got 6. So but this is a wonderful example of trying your best and putting in the effort, like Nikki said, but also thinking and meditating on it, which is something that I know I personally need to do a lot more of. And I'm sure a lot of people who are going through hard times could also be putting effort into.
Yay. Thank you, Caitlin. Let's do one more.
One more. Okay. So this is shorty, but a sweetie.
Yes. And this is from Natalie from Boston. Awesome. We have listeners all over the place.
All over. We have a listener in Australia, guys.
That's wild.
And a listener in Turkey.
Who are these people? Maybe they just have phone. Do you know them? Yeah. That's crazy. Okay, no, just kidding. Haley knows them. All right, so this is from Natalie. So I don't really believe in anything, but I had an absolutely crazy intuition about my husband, Will. I saw him on campus sitting down in the grass with his friends, and I felt like I was struck by lightning. I didn't know his name or anything about him, but I know he was going to change my life. I immediately called my dad, sobbing, saying I saw the man I'm going to marry. I don't know what's going on.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
I love that. Whoa.
I know.
That's so cool.
Right after I read this, because it came to our email, I told Zuck about it. And I was like, what if I – he had this look of shock. Like, what if I told you that? And then he, like, literally let go of my hand on the street and ran the opposite way. For like – more than a little bit, like enough to where
you're like, wait, are you serious?
But yeah, I know, such a jokester. But I think this is truly magical. And having met Natalie and her husband, I believe it. Yeah. They are magic together. It's a pretty special connection, and it's visible to anybody.
Oh yeah,
anybody that meets them, it's very cool that those feelings could even exist.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
It is so cool. All of us have so much intuition inside of us. We just have to be able to tap into it and be aware of it. And I think just being open to that automatically opens you up a little bit more And oh, this absolutely. Is like one of those things where feeling hits you and you just know. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a power couple. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for your stories. Yes.
Thank you, Natalie.
Yes. Amazing intuition. Everybody's magic.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to do yoga. Come take my classes and meditate and do all the great things.
Yeah, all the great things. Yeah. Yeah. Keep sharing with each other. It's good to know when other people have these moments too, because then when you have them yourself and you're thinking about them, you're mm-hmm. not thinking that you're crazy, or you understand yeah. that this is something that other people are going through too.
Right. And you're just even open. You're like, oh, this person felt this way. Maybe that'll happen to me. And then maybe it does. And right. then, yeah, like you said.
Yeah.
You don't think you're crazy. You actually think it's a thing
right.
from the universe, which is really cool.
And there's an appreciation behind it, too, because I think even being aware enough to recognize those intuitions mm-hmm. is cool.
Oh, yeah. It's like a practice in and of itself.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just started meditating a ton. And by a ton, I mean every day for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Which is still, like, that's
– Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a commitment. But it's been great. Mm-hmm. And it – my dreams, I was telling Haley before we started recording this, have been so much more vivid since I started doing this. And my days just seem so much more calm. And just, it's crazy that me sitting in my room for 5 minutes, doing nothing, just focusing my breath would make such a big difference. But I do think it helps with tapping into intuition and just quieting the mind, like finding that space and stillness.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard when mm-hmm. we're so busy all the time to have that.
Oh, absolutely. There's always something that you think you could be doing or that you would maybe rather do. Mm-hmm. Taking that time is necessary and impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Just start that.
I want to do it more, but I know that if I commit more than 5 minutes, I'll be like, nah.
Fall off the train. Yeah. 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 Jump in too quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've been talking about intuition so much lately that when my dad and one of my brothers and I were walking into my other brother's hockey game this past weekend when I was visiting, my dad said, oh man, I got a bad feeling. And I was like, what? Like, what's going to happen? He was yeah. like, I feel like we're going to lose against this team. I was like, okay, it's fine.
Like, okay, thanks, Dad.
Right, yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. I did that too. My parents were like, can you calm the fuck down?
Right.
And I'm like, oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
But it's at the point where I've like said things to my parents where I'll be like, I had a dream about this. And they're like, oh, what does it mean?
Yeah.
What do you think that means? Can you come stage the house? And I'm like, okay. Aww. I think you guys can relax a little bit too.
Aww.
But yeah, just so funny.
I was thinking about that today too. I think I want you to sage this place. I think there's bad juju.
You think so?
Yeah. I
I'll sage it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's bad juju. I think places that have a lot of children normally don't. Like, they bring a different energy.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not saying studio parents that, like, this is a bad place to be at all. I think it's all the, like, administrative yeah. issues that there have been with
it's just
the release of it all. Yeah, and
it's
like ready to
energy.
Yeah, we're getting ready to move out too. So it's
which
like,
is so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But maybe still sage.
Oh, I'll totally come sage.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode. Expect to hear from us 2 weeks from now
mm-hmm.
with a full episode. Some stuff. It'll be the new year, so
right.
we will talk about New Year's resolutions, like what that looks like.
Right.
I don't like to do resolutions. I like to do intentions and things like that.
And
but we'll talk,
about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then maybe something else as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that, we'll see where that takes us.
Yeah. I think that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
And we'll try a new place. We'll try a new restaurant.
Maybe another Let Us Entertain You restaurant.
Yeah. Get those points.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we will see you guys. Or we won't see you.
We won't see you.
And you won't see us.
You'll hear from us.
You will hear from us in 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right. Have a lovely 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yes. And
catch you on the flippity flip.
Yes. On the flippity flip and message us. Interact with us.
Yes.
Check
out our Instagram.
Yeah.
We're posting pictures of our lovely cocktails
mm-hmm.
From tonight on there, but also we'll be posting things in between mm-hmm. now and our next episode.
Totes. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.